Good morning. I'm Paul Murnane with three things to know from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. Number one, the White House says about 200 American troops will remain in Syria. President Trump had vowed to withdraw all of the 2,000 U.S. soldiers, but the White House announced a small contingent will stay after Trump's phone conversation with the president of Turkey. Number two, he posted bail, and actor Jussie Smollett returned to the set of Empire after his arrest. TMZ reports a tearful Smollett sought support from his castmates, saying, "I swear to God I did not do this." Chicago prosecutors say he staged a racist, homophobic assault to boost his paycheck. Number three, new details on the attack in which a family was mowed down outside of a 7-Eleven in Rockland County. Melissa DeLoach, the young mother who was killed Wednesday afternoon in Garnerville, threw herself in the path of the car driven by Jason Mendez, who has been charged with murder in the attack on the family of eight. In sports, Nets lose to the Trailblazers 113-99. The Devils beat the Senators 4-0. The Rangers lost to the Wild 4-1. And the high-flying Islanders lost to the Oilers in overtime 4-3. Mets general manager Brody Van Wagenen told the WCBS Mets Hot Stove broadcast last night that Jed Lowry's MRI reveals no significant injury to his knee. Sunny today, patchy clouds, the high of 46, partly cloudy tonight, low 33, thickening clouds tomorrow with a high of 44. There could be heavy rain on Saturday night into Sunday morning. Clouds break for some sunshine, becoming breezy and very mild on Sunday. We wrap up the weekend with a high temperature of 58 degrees on Sunday. This weekend, stay on top of the news. WCBS 880 is streaming on your phone on the radio.com app. And you can read more about our top stories and listen live at WCBS880.com.